Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We all may have a moment of silence early at the beginning of the show today to mourn the passing of the famous Jimmy Cerrito, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern men's room, which was demoed this particular weekend. And I looked in there and I said, oh, all those wonderful moments of peeing. When I'd be so happy and so excited to get back out to the floor and just participate in my bad behavior and destroying my liver. It was many good times in that bathroom, but I'm happy to see that Jimmy and the Buffalo Wing blowing that bathroom out of there. And man, oh man, were there some griblies discovered in that little demolition process.
You know, that's what's so sad about it is I know that it's onward and upward and ever forward, but to see such a miracle of modern design.
Yes. Be absolutely
just cast aside really, because as far as architecture goes, it's really hard when you have the pass to the kitchen actually being blocked by the door opening up, and the solution is a sign that says please open the door slowly,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry to see that go.
When you can have people urinating so very, very close to where their tabs are being rung up and their wings are being fried, I think it was I.M. Pei, the architect, who said that, you know, function and design are married at Jimmy's Old Town.
Well, you don't know who designed that original layout is IMP. Is the guy who signed it. And he had it was a Latin crest.
They put on concerts as well.
And
right?
I remember in Latin it said, aim is key.
How many of our listeners, though, remembered the one discussion I had when I talked about going into Jimmy's wonderful stall where the nature called and there was urgency and there was the massive gap in the stall so that people could see my face.
Sure.
As I was in there in the stall. It was not a comfortable place to drop a deuce,
no,
as it were.
No, so, but it was
I wasn't comfortable to go number
clean.
One.
No, it really wasn't comfortable.
It wasn't comfortable to go. It wasn't comfortable to go number one.
Whatever.
You're absolutely right. It wasn't comfortable to wash your hands in there.
Whatever blue laws Jimmy got under for having a one-hitter for each, one and two.
Let me tell you, Jimmy's world and his relationship with the town of Herndon and the inspectors, they're the polar opposite of mine when I was a lowly bar owner in the city of Manassas.
Jimmy's recalls 1928 Chicago. It's like one hand washes the other, and it'll be okay, except it's going to be okay.
When he writes his biography someday, his autobiography, I think that perhaps it was either paper bags with cash for payoffs or just the goofiness of Jimmy and his belovedness, whereas people with me wanted to take shots. One of the first things I ever did when I bought my joint was to put new bathroom stalls in there, brand new bathroom stalls. And like within an hour, someone had carved "Mike sucks" in there. It was, it was really just, that's just the way it goes, you know. And that was in between the waitresses getting onto whatever the forum was talking about how I didn't leave them enough tip. It was sunnier days back then. I probably am reminded because they had the fabulous Manassas Christmas Parade. And someone posted some pictures of the Manassas Christmas Parade where every face was like this on the parade route. The delight of Manassas residents going
like that. And it was a beautiful day.
It was gorgeous.
I miss it.
Beautiful
and
day for a small town.
Recently,
parade.
A lot of people have been sending me some pictures of my old residence in Manassas. With the current owner has some Christmas wreaths up, and it's wonderful.
Can you still see on the side of the house where he carved "Mike sucks"?
Mike sucks. Yes, it was. But Jimmy, getting back to Jimmy, Jimmy is right now. If you are to frequent Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, and I recommend highly that you do so, that is our regular joint in Herndon, Virginia. You will be relieving yourself in porta potties as they are getting ready for the demo.
And would you call that a lateral move?
I think he's moving along. I think he's moving along at a fairly decent clip. And I spoke to him over the weekend. And, you know,
it's not decent. The thing was done 3 years ago.
Well, 3 years. But I'm saying when I talked to him and they've opened up their brand new kitchen. So the food that's coming out to the
slightly used, let's be honest,
gently used.
I'm
gently
be nice
used
to Jimmy. It is.
He told me got it from Hooters in Fairfax.
Yeah, he got a deal, man.
There are a few pieces of equipment.
He's
he
made
got
no
from
bones
a,
about
he
that.
He got the
Hooters
beer,
all around.
He got the beer. The beer little thingies. The
lines.
The lines in the
nothing like newsed lines.
Well, I think that it's fine. I still stand by the fact that it's the coldest beer in town.
It's very good. It's very fine.
Hey, you know, you mentioned when he writes his book, do you know what would be a great piece of merchandise when he opens the new place full-fledged?
What's that?
Would be a Jimmy Cerritos Old Town Tavern coloring book.
I will say this. This message,
God, right?
This message goes out to my friend Jimmy. Now, you know,
Wings.
Because you guys have been around this, you know that he asked for the giant sign that said O'Mara's.
He begged for it.
Yeah.
He begged for that.
And he has been hedging ever since about whether he's going to put it up or not, and he's not. So I understand that because that's a giant sign. You're not going to put my bar's name inside.
It's a beautiful sign, though.
However, gorgeous. I would tell you this. I would say, well, he says it's going to be a mural with like all the former bars
all
that
right,
he likes
Ben's
so much.
Chili
so,
Bowl.
I heard that
so
dance,
thanks,
too.
Thanks
or,
so much. I,
or
yeah,
heard
that,
that song
crap
in the dance, I should say.
A mural?
That BS, cover your ass, Jimmy, that's not good enough.
A lot of the bars that aren't around anymore are going to be represented in a huge IMP mural.
Is EQ going to paint it? Who's going to paint it?
Know,
I don't know a muralist.
I don't know who's painting the mural, but I frankly, there are two things here. I don't mind a bit that he's not putting up that giant sign. It's not. That was a sign for my bar. I don't expect it to be
right
up there. He's put it up for a couple of events that we've had.
He
but
takes it out
I
and leaves
also,
it against a wall.
I don't want to be lopped into the wall of failed bars.
No.
And I was too nice to him when that happened. So what I would like, because if you've noticed the new Buffalo Wing with all his pictures, is he putting up all these posters of like Buffalo and Buffalo this and Buffalo's, and then he's got some posters for events he's had at his joint.
Yes.
And I know that we've been a part of many of those.
A
joints.
Zillion.
And I'm so listen, Jimmy, I understand I don't expect the sign from my pub to go up in your pub, but I also don't think a brick is gonna cut it. All right. I'd like to, you know, we've supported this place for a very long time, and I think we deserve perhaps a 2x2 foot square foot area of somewhere in that new
what
sprawling.
What about a booth?
What about a statue?
A booth.
A booth with a plaque.
Yeah, it says.
A booth with a plaque.
The Mike O'Mara booth.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not good enough either.
Just like.
With the picture over it, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but is there a booth there? He doesn't have any booths, does he?
Well, he spent $18 million. Dollars. He can buy a booth, for God's
well,
sakes.
I don't think he has booths in the
what
wing.
About a
I don't
section?
Know. It's all Buffalo is what it is. It's all Buffalo is what he's doing over there. So, you know, but he called me over the weekend, and the long and short of this
lucky
is
you.
When he opens, when he has his official opening, I have told Jimmy that I will be there, and that will be happening sometime between now and 2023. So I'm reiterating the fact that I will be there. All right. So if I'm there, you guys are there.
I hope you cut a ribbon.
I want to cut a ribbon.
Oversized scissors.
I want to cut a ribbon. Yeah. That's another thing. That add
demand
it to the list of what we want.
We have demands, Jimmy.
And all if there are any sculptors in our audience, small statue would be nice.
A statue.
No, that doesn't last very long.
It could be the ice luge.
Oh, the ice sculptures. I've had it with the ice sculptures. I don't need that anymore.
Yeah, don't poo-poo it.
Truly don't
you're
need
right.
That
anymore. Yeah, it's Florida.
He's there. Moving along on the Mike O'Mara show, apparently our former intern, Mr. Rob Ford, has been chatting up Oscar Santana, and there's a new wrinkle in the world.
Yes.
Now, I have to ask you this before you talk about this.
Yes.
You're aware that, I mean, Rob, when I was listening to Oscar discuss this before the show, it seems to me that this could potentially rock Mr. Ford's world. Would I be safe in assuming
I would
that?
Think that the opportunity for upsetting the apple cart is huge. Because
well,
it
I mean,
is professional and
so
emotional.
Oscar, I give you forewarning here. I mean, when Rofo was talking to you about this, do you really think you want to go public with this theory? Because it's a
but
legend.
It is simply a theory.
You guys
That's
all
a theory.
It is.
It's
you guys
a legend.
Make a great point, but as I would with anyone else, when you're bragging to me about how great your life is,
yes,
and I realize it's not that great and something else may right. be going on.
Are you saying that Rob Ford on Friday was bragging about how great his life was?
He wasn't bragging about how great his life
was. Because when you just look at him.
Oh, by the way, and Oscar yes. Oscar and I share that that trait.
What's that?
That well, that the last time Oscar and I bragged about how wonderful our lives were was, oh, that's right, never.
Never, mm-hmm. never, never.
We've mm-hmm. never done well, that. We've never done that.
Technically not wonderful. That he was just
a
too...
A series
he
of
was
terrible
too,
events.
Too excited to tell me how he got a chance to see the West Coast and San Francisco on a business trip he went on recently. Oh. And I said, oh.
A business trip. Wow. That's yeah. wonderful.
Was he traveling with Tony and Gary?
No, he somehow got looped in with this gentleman that owns a pretty, I would say, successful office furniture moving company.
Oh, he knows all about his office furniture. Where
they supply and move furniture for the government.
I would imagine that's a fairly decent business to be in.
And I've been thankful that Rofo has worked at this job because it has allowed him to pursue his career in broadcasting yes. as well, right? Mm-hmm. So he works there some days and works on the weekends. And
yeah, but I mean, if you look up don't quit your day job in the dictionary,
yes.
I would use Rofo's picture when it comes to broadcasting. I mean, that's just my opinion.
You know, that would be right good there. At Jimmy's is a 2-foot right. picture of Rob Ford that just says don't quit your day job.
Don't quit your day job with him going, aye.
Broadcasters yeah. with less talent have made more hay, right?
That's true.
I would say he puts in the work. We'll see what happens. That being said.
That message brought to you by WJFK. All right, very good.
He says, we're doing busy, tedious work. We're trying to fix some equipment here, moving some wires around. And I said, hey, how was your trip out west? He goes, oh, I'm glad you asked. And the trip.
I can hear him saying that. Oh, I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked.
The trip. And I'm going to, you know what, I'll set the table for you guys, right?
Right.
It's a business trip. They went out for about a week, and for the first 3 days, all he did was get wined and dined by his boss. But what I mean wined and dined, they traveled together. They stay at a hotel. He takes care of his lodging, the same hotel. He takes them out to dinner.
Rooms?
Separate rooms.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Separate rooms.
This boss is a male or a female?
Male.
A male boss.
Yeah, okay. A male boss. Takes them to Alcatraz, takes them to the national parks. They have dinner on the wharf.
He's a fun guy. I've socialized with Ruffo. He's a fun guy to hang around.
He's
fun. Don't want to sit at a stadium.
So I sat with him. I said, hey, was that his first time to like San Fran, Oakland area, the Bay Area?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, he's been a ton of times. He just wanted to show me around. I said, my father, who's taken me places at other countries, has never spent so much time or attention on me. And that's probably not shocking to anybody because my father doesn't love me. But
I have heard people
go out to the Bay Area and not see the amount of tourist attractions or eat the amount of romantic dinners that he had over those 3 days leading up to their big move. And I sat there, I said, don't you feel like you were just whisked away for a wonderful weekend in the Bay Area? He goes, I did feel special, Oscar. Now that you say it, like, it was nice, but I don't think he's trying to have sex with me because that's what you're trying to say. And I said, well, Rofo, I said, let's do that math again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have known this man for a handful
I have to interrupt
yes.
here. There are, and listen, you know, who knows with the whole bear craze of a while back in the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to say, remember that when we were talking about that where the bear,
yes.
where I had the beard and I was known as a bear.
Oh,
and that's
you were
larger, heavy,
but
hairier.
I thought
man.
You were I'm more just, like a silver fox.
Well, now probably, yeah. But the fact is that, you know, when I'm thinking of you know, male to male or male to female attraction, I just, unfortunately, I don't put Rofo up at the top of many lists where, you know, he would be that guy. You know, I mean,
but
there's just not enough Febreze Febreze in the world. To
anyone who has been on the internet knows this. There's a category
yes.
for everybody.
Yeah,
and
one
everybody
trash
likes their category. And also,
not, so again, this is not an indictment on the actual courting, if you will.
I will.
It's more
or the lifestyle. I mean,
it's an indictment on Rofo not knowing when someone is trying to sweep him off his feet.
Let me ask you this. The fact that he volunteered it says to me he was floating a test bubble that maybe it was suspect.
No, you're giving Ruffo too much credit.
No, he wanted
Ruffo way too much.
He wanted the sourdough in the now. He wanted that then, and now that he looks back on it, he's
what
thinking.
What does that mean?
Because sourdough.
That means Rob is a foodie, and Rob knows that San Francisco. That's all that Rob's taking from the Great Bay Area is the bread. That's all the sourdough bread that they have. That is what he's talking about.
I guarantee you, he had some. Guarantee yes. it. Guarantee.
But
it.
So you think that that he might be. The boss may be in love with Ruffo.
I think that Ruffo, I've had great boss. I mean, I would count you as one of them. And
you,
we've had a great time, but we drink and we go out and
yes.
we rage and
right.
it's fun.
And it's not 3 days of.
Most recently in New Orleans,
yes.
when Carla and I had dinner and I wasn't planning on an evening out, and girl came into the bar we were in and said, yeah, the whole crew is across the street. I practically ran across the street. So that's that. I mean, if you want to know how I feel about my compatriots and my coworkers, I did. I practically sprinted across the street. That's good. That's not. But I did not call Oscar and say, by the way, Oscar, would you like to go to a late night dining experience?
Yes.
Or Rob, I'll pick you up for massages in the morning. You know, I'm not going
to
do that.
And neither did you get to your destination 3 days in advance, because that's only something that Dan O'Brien and Adrian would do.
But I have traveled for business with guys, mm-hmm. and I've done that before. And
have you shown them around town?
No.
Yeah,
no,
right. That's kind of strange.
So I had a bar manager that I went to Vegas with, and he stayed out till 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got up at 11 o'clock, and he slept till 2:30, and we kind of led separate lives.
And if you want to talk about a tourist event that you have to stay with your buddy on, there is no way they're splitting apart halfway through Alcatraz. You're on an island.
Right.
He took him to a prison.
What do you think of prison,
Rob?
It sounds to me like Ruffo might just be valued in the company.
Could be.
Probably.
Could be. So then I said, okay.
Bet on it.
I said, I've heard about this guy for some time now, and he seems like a really stand-up guy, like fun guy, right? I said, what's something you've done outside of work other than this romantic getaway? And I was like, I'll call it.
Okay,
and he said,
you're calling it.
Yeah, I'm calling it.
All right.
And he says, yeah, well, I did shoot a music video for him last week. And I said,
what?
A music video? He goes, yeah, he's a musician. And, we shot a music video. I said, what do you know about shooting a music video? You can barely produce the Tony Perkins Show. And he goes, he got mad about that. And
sure.
then he shook it off. And I was like, no, seriously, what happened to the music
video?
Yeah,
he's a sensitive. He's a sensitive. Yeah.
He's delicate.
But I bought him steak
and cheese.
We
found that out.
So he was fine. And he says to me, yeah, he's got like an 80s style vibe to the video. We cast some models. And I start going into this. This man, Ruffo, is living a double life, and he doesn't know he is.
Well, like, next time he's in,
we'd like
to take a deep
dive.
He insinuates himself into every situation.
Yes.
He truly does.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that there will that this story will have an interesting ending?
It will.
Do you think
it will.
Over yet?
No, it will. Because
I'm so glad you didn't say happy ending.
Because I left him with this, and he's coming in this week, right? So I just want to tee you up with this. He
All right.
said, you'll be surprised what type of model you can get for $150. off Craigslist.
There it is. Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Really?
So I'll give you those facts. I'll let you know that he had a great weekend, came back, still into his girlfriend, still into his dog, right?
Very good.
But there is something else going on in this life that really, as a team, we have to figure out. Because it stuck with me all weekend. I said, what is going on in Ruffo's life?
You'd
well, every show, we like to make notes about every show. We like to title every show. And so the title of today's show will be that Rob Ford is a gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 ho. I see one little girl who is not snuggled in a bed.
It's hard to sleep knowing that you're sharing your bed with thousands of hungry dust mites. Thanks, Hugh Downs. Santa, we left you milk and cookies.
Oh, delicious.
I wouldn't drink unrefrigerated dairy if I were you. Unless diarrhea is on your Christmas list.
Usually, when I come to houses, not a creature is stirring, not even a mouse.
You should check those houses for carbon monoxide. It's an odorless killer.
Oh, ho, ho. Well, I hadn't thought of that.
That's the thing. So few do.
Music.
Can I still tell you what I want for Christmas? Or have I missed the window?
Oh, of course you can. You sit right up on Santa's lap. How about my pretty pony?
Not so pretty to the Taiwanese youth who are forced to assemble them under dire conditions.
How about a shiny new pair of roller skates?
Three broken fingers, two shattered kneecaps, and a hematoma of the scalp.
Wait a minute, I think I have just the perfect gift for you. Merry Christmas, Debbie.
It's a calendar of medical oddities. Wow! Look at that goiter!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it, ladies and gentlemen. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new Mike O'Mara Show app. Get it now, download it, and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And we would love to have you call us on Wide Open Wednesday. And we're going to be super nice to you. Our show today brought to you by Pro Flowers. It happens every holiday season. You have people on your list that you won't get to see. And sending a card doesn't feel like enough. Well, sending a beautiful bouquet from Pro Flowers can express your feelings in a way that no card can do. I recently sent Pro Flowers to Mrs. O'Mara just because, and it made the day feel like Christmas. I was her Santa. Woo! Oh! 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 A bouquet or a Santa Claus. A bouquet or plant from Pro Flowers is perfect because it's not the same old traditional gift. It's easy and it says so much more. Try their best-selling candy cane roses, a perfect option for a holiday gift, a December birthday, or an anniversary. Personally, I love their classic mini Christmas tree that comes with lights and ornaments. You're going to love it. It's a great gift for the season. You can't lose because no matter which bouquet you send, our listeners get 20% off any Pro Flowers bouquet, a plant of $29 or more. Pro Flowers gives you more bloom for your buck, guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days or your money back. To get 20% off all bouquets of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com and code TMOS. Do we have Mr. Ford available?
We do. We do. I'm going to call him right now. He has confirmed that he will be on the line.
Let's give him a call and see what he has to say about very interesting allegations from Oscar Santana.
You know what's interesting about Ford? Is that he actually answers a text when you text him.
Yes, he does.
That's good.
I appreciate it.
Hello. That's wonderful.
Hey, Rob.
Hello, Rob Ford. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Happy holidays. How you doing? Oscar was, you were the subject of our opening vignette today because Oscar was talking all about your lovely romantic trip to the Bay Area out on the West Coast.
It was a great trip. I don't know about romantic, but definitely a great trip.
Oscar seems to think that your immediate supervisor might have fondness for you that might go just beyond the business relationship.
Well, I'd say there's a bit of a camaraderie there. We have similar interests and, work well together. I don't know about romance, so I'd say that's maybe platonic.
What is your age, Rob?
I'm 27.
And can you estimate the age of your boss, Harvey?
Harvey?
Just kidding.
I'd say he's about, 57, 58-ish.
All right. So is he married?
He is married, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And, well, you know, that's interesting. And are you thinking about, is he going to move you out to the Bay Area?
No, they went together on the trip.
Oh, they went together.
Yeah, they went
but,
together.
But, I mean, what does this bode for your career in the commercial furniture moving business?
Well, it's definitely good. It was the trip went well. Business was taken care of. The clients were happy. And there might be a second trip coming up in the new year.
Ah. What was the most fun thing you did with your older boss?
Well, the first day we got there, and it was really jam-packed. We really saw all the sights of San Francisco the first day we were there. So we get off the plane, and the first thing we do is we drive right to the Golden Gate Bridge. And so we're looking at this Golden Gate Bridge, and we go up to a little overlook. You can see the whole city, Golden Gate Bridge. The weather was perfect. You took a great picture of me.
I am a gay American.
And, you know, that was great.
And then?
And then, the San Francisco area is known for the redwood trees. So we went to the Muir Woods National Park, and we went up there, and we took a nice walk through the woods, and we saw the redwoods. And by the way, these things are like 200 feet tall. You haven't seen anything like them.
Yes, they're very
spectacular.
Big,
yes, mm-hmm. They're absolutely spectacular. Yeah. So, boy, it was just a sightseeing
and then,
frenzy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then after Muir Woods, it was getting to be about kind of late and it was time for dinner. So we went down to the San Francisco Pier. Down by the
wharf.
Bay there.
Yeah, Fisherman's Wharf, very famous landmark, yes, of course. Did you have separate hotel rooms?
We did have separate hotel rooms, yes.
Okay, all right.
I have a question.
Same floor?
Yeah. What's that?
Same floor?
Well, it was kind of a cheap motel, so, you know, there's only two floors to begin with, so, you know, it wasn't too hard to get on the same floor.
Really? Okay.
How many meals do you think you enjoyed in a restaurant with your boss during the course of the trip?
During the 3 days?
Well, it was like a week trip, so let's see.
Oh, a week trip. So you were there for a week.
I'd say, well, does the continental breakfast at the hotel count?
No.
Oh, okay. In a restaurant, it was, I would say we had two meals together each day, except for maybe one where, you know, we just didn't have a meal.
Boy, it was a tricky question. I'm glad you got through it.
Yeah,
here's the
follow-up. He labors over the simple questions, yes.
At any point, did you share either an appetizer or a dessert?
Did someone say, this is delicious, try this?
Let's split it.
Yeah, well, the first day we were there on the bay and the pier, he said, you've got to try, San Francisco is known for their rock crab. And so we went to this.
You mean they're Dungeness crabs?
That's it. That, he rock called it rock.
Dungeness. Rock crabs. They're not known as rock crabs, mallet head. They're called Dungeness.
Well, actually, what Rob Ford calls them is ocean pinchers.
Sea bugs.
We had these Dungeness crabs. We had he got a shrimp cocktail, and I got the calamari. And there was a little passing back and forth to the appetizers, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Did you try the sourdough?
There was a beautiful view of the bay. We had Alcatraz Island right there. Beautiful panoramic.
Yeah,
all glass,
like everybody else does in San Francisco Bay. People, there are people in our listening audience that live.
Well,
out
they
there
honeymoon Rufo, that so. Way, Mike.
Yeah, true. That's true. Did you get over to Sausalito or the Monterey Peninsula? Did you log any time over there?
You know, we never did get over there, but we did go to an old timey arcade, and I think Ross Bewak's going to appreciate this. This had. You go in and you get these quarters from their little change exchange machine, and you put the quarter in, and it's like these little 1920s
fascinating
animatronic
detail that
displays.
We didn't know.
Did at any point did your boss ask you to put the quarter in his slot?
Hey, Rofa, I know I'm probably making your life really difficult now. I am,
no.
But I'm not sorry.
No,
what's the story with the? I mean, he seems like a lot of fun. Your other boss.
I mean, it's great that you have a job where you've got a great relationship with your supervisor, and that you get to go on a great business trip. There's nothing really like it, especially
dilly dilly.
What's the story with the music video? Just brief thumbnail, just because it seems like you do a lot with him, and it's sometimes romantic, sometimes creative.
Yeah, well, he is a creative guy, and he's kind of built this office.
He doesn't dispute you
empire. At all. It's a really fund his creative endeavors. He's made movies. He's made, he's written songs. He's written.
Is he in this music album. Video? Is he in this music video?
He's the star of this music video.
Yes, he is.
And he's a man in his 50s?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Like who's you two, celebrity? You two are in their 50s now.
Of course. Well, some of you, Steven Tyler, you
of
know,
course.
Mick Jagger, of course. I mean, it's not unusual. Who's the celebrity he most resembles, Rofo?
Let's see here. I would say he's like a poor man's David Duchovny.
Oh.
Wow. Do you know
oh
what,
my God.
What's so amazing about that? That immediately makes me kind of mentally God. Picture a rich man's David Duchovny. And that ain't great either.
Wow. Oh, that's a Mulder. All right. Fantastic. Scully, Mulder.
And why the Craigslist ad for the model? And how did you get wrapped up into that?
Well, what happened was we're shooting this music video. He had written a song, and he wanted to make a music video for it. And he wanted some, dancers to be in his music videos, like and be other characters within the video. And he had gone through a casting agency, and he wasn't having much luck with them. So he actually had me like say, "Hey, like you're pretty creative. Do you have any creative friends who might want to be into this?" So
right.
I start like I said, "Yeah, I think I have a couple in mind."
You start trolling for models.
Yeah, I go to my Facebook friends list and I start.
Jesus, imagine knocking on his door and Rofo comes to the door. Would that be a Mindhunter moment for a woman?
Oh my God.
That like wants to be a model on Craigslist. So, did you find models through Craigslist?
Well, he wasn't having much luck with his initial Craigslist ad, and then in the midnight hour, I think he had said just like maybe $75 or $100 for the. At first, and then in the midnight hour, he was getting desperate for a model, so he upped the price.
What do you mean in the midnight hour?
Last minute.
This was like the night before shooting. We thought we were only going to have one person, and then somebody came in that morning, and he said he wanted to add her in, too.
Okay.
Hey, are you still with your chick?
Yeah, for sure.
Did you pitch your chick?
Hold on, I don't want to get off the models yet. Hold on, just a second. I want
to. We know you don't like sex, Rob. Yeah. It's okay.
I'm just curious about the. How many models did you get for this video?
Well, one of them was just my friend, and then that I knew, and then the other one was this model from Craigslist, who happened to mention in a casual conversation in between takes of the different shots was that. She had spent some time as an adult entertainer.
Oh, that's exciting. So did you not say to Oscar Santana you'd be surprised the quality of model you can get with a $150 on Craigslist?
Sounds about right, yeah.
So how was the quality of the model?
I put her at... definitely an 8 or 9. She came with the makeup on, so it's hard to tell, what the her raw score, what she'd be working with. But
Okay. All right.
Her raw score. Okay, and assigning a number, let me just ask this, Rob, real quick. I'm sorry, Mike. Did she look like she could be an adult entertainer, or did she look like she used to be an adult entertainer?
Good question.
I would say that her mileage perfectly matched her year.
What was that? What did he say?
The mileage matched her year. He's doing a car
age
thing.
Gracefully.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
all right.
A
well.
Very good.
All right. All right. All right. Well, let me tell you. I mean, we don't see you as often as we used to, but it sounds like your life is going quite well, Rofo. Everything's coming up roses.
Busy.
Everything's coming up Rofo.
I'm trying to hustle, and I have you guys to thank for really kickstarting that work ethic that I have now.
The work ethic. That's a wonderful compliment. And as Rob said, how is the girlfriend doing?
Oh, the girlfriend's doing wonderfully.
That was the quickest answer he gave us of all the answers he gave us. That was the only one that was super brief with that. So that speaks volumes to me.
We got a Christmas tree yesterday. And that was a lot of fun. And she spent the weekend decorating the tree with Christmas decorations.
That's lovely. That's a couple's thing to do.
Wonderful story.
That's terrific.
We got a tree and we put decorations on it. They were Christmas decorations.
Terrific.
Well, she did it by herself. I had to work, so she did it by
herself. Oh, yeah, you had to get over to your other job. That's
sure.
Were you working for the Tony Perkins Show or were you working for the furniture company?
I think this one was the Tony Perkins Show, yeah. So.
Oh, okay, very good. How is Tony and how is Gary?
Tony's great. Gary's Gary, and yeah, it's going really, really well.
That's wonderful. I'm glad. Hey, glad to.
I'm just kidding. Gary's the best.
He had to save it. Just briefly, David Cassidy, the mileage you got off that last episode, do you want to plug it? That's usually what you should do now.
Yeah, episode 163, a brand new show dropped this morning for the Tony Perkins Show. Get it, download it now, subscribe on iTunes to the Tony Perkins Show. But this David Cassidy interview where we interviewed this guy, Craig Snyder. He was the keyboardist in David Cassidy's band, and he was by him when David Cassidy passed away in the room. So he gave a really nice retrospective of his life, especially what he was working on towards the end of his life. And he actually was nice enough to provide us with an unreleased clip of the album that David Cassidy was working on.
And do you get into the last days of David Cassidy and what was going on with his life?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you listen, at points it is tough to get through. There's been comments from different listeners and new listeners. That have said, you know, thank you for this great retrospective. We didn't have any idea this is what was going on with David.
Kind of a sad story, right, Rofo? Kind of a sad story?
Definitely a sad story, for sure. But yeah, this guy.
Terrific. Good promo. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, thanks a lot. Check out the Tony. Bye, Rofo. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, guys. Thank
you. So what I got from that.
Get him on the oddball stuff about Alcatraz, and he'll do a 18 paragraphs. Get him to do a simple promo for his show that he produces, and it's abada, 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 abada.
But at least he got out the fact that it was hard to listen to.
He's one in a million. That's Rob Ford, ladies and gentlemen, former intern for the Mike O'Mara Show. And way to tee that one up, Oscar. That's Rofo content. All right, hey, we're up on a break. We will take one, and we will come back with more fun. I want to hear about Rob Spiewak's second job.
Yes.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, we'll also hear about Oscar's 13th job. lots going on, and we'll do that on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen up, TMOS listeners. There's a new show coming to the More Network. Are you a guy in your douchebag 30s who watches The Bachelor in your underwear every week? Or maybe you pretend to be a Food Network personality every time you cook dinner? Do you know all the words to Justin Bieber's latest song and secretly like it? Whatever your guilty pleasure is, I want to know about it. Send in your weirdest guilty or not-so-guilty pleasure to pleasure@mikeomarashow.com and tune in to see if yours is embarrassing enough to make it on air. That's pleasure@mikeomarashow.com, and you never know. People might just have the same weird habits that you do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The exciting world of anime is coming to Washington, D.C. this weekend.
Yes.
Anime USA 2017 Christmas in Japan. And it's happening at the Washington Marriott Wardman Park Hotel. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if you love anime, this convention is the place to be. And if you're just curious, come see what anime is all about. Dozens of tables and exhibits for you to see. Check out the details at animeusa.org. Enjoy a bite at the Maid Cafe, an authentic Japanese experience where you are served your meal by women dressed as maids.
Yeah.
See Japanese arcade games that aren't yet available in the USA. Meet sword forger Matt Stagmer. Hey, there's a sword forger in news you may not need today, too.
Whoa.
He's a professional bladesmith. And, of course, fantastic cosplay. Come be part of it or just enjoy the people watching. And tickets and info, visit animeusa.org. Use the code TMOS17A. And get 20% off regular admission. Am I missing something, boys? What's going on?
I've secured my press pass. I'm going on Saturday, and I'm going to eyeball Pony from afar.
That's right.
Fun. Sneak
to
up
see
on him.
What he's up to.
Slight on our wonderful executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, but I'm glad Oscar's going so we can get a really decent recap of what happened this weekend. Kick off your holidays with Anime USA 2017 Christmas in Japan. Get your tickets today. Don't forget, TMOS17A gets you a 20% off regular admission. And if you're looking for something to do, this is the time of year.
So much great. Yeah.
Right in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, this is kind of a weekend.
Metro
that
in.
This should work. Go see the Christmas in Japan show. I think that should be a lot of fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Both my guys, I tell you, both had very, very full
Busy weekends. Yeah.
Oscar, you had the Bode Black Christmas release party, Christmas, which is the second album that you've released.
Record of the year. And for a guy who was not into vinyl, and frankly, I just don't have the passion that you know, my hetero life mate Chad Dukes does for vinyl. I will say
and Rob Spiewak, and I should mention too.
Spiewak, yes. I will say that it is different. It is nice to be able to not just be involved in that world, but even buying hip hop records was, and then listening to them on a record player was fun. Like, it's just a different
There's an old New Yorker cartoon, and it says, "I don't know what draws me to vinyl. It might be the expense, or it might be the inconvenience."
Well, would I be accurate in saying, though, this time of year for vinyl is the time of year? I mean, this is when my vinyl will hit the turntable more than anything else. Half of my stuff that I have, and I don't have any collection like you do, Rob, but half of it is Christmas
stuff. I actually have one of the old turntables that you can adapt the middle spindle to drop two or three LPs in a row.
Right.
You know, and I love to put three or four Christmas albums on and let them just...
In a row?
Yeah, they'll
How
drop.
How does that happen?
It like auto-rejects and it drops and it plays the next
album. Wow. You're giving us... You're showing your youth there.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
showing your youth
I
there.
I didn't know they had a turn... Like a CD changer for records.
Well, it's more gravity than a changer. Oh. They just drop.
It's what... And it used to be... By the way, it used to be back in the day, you'd do it with a... You'd get a giant stack of 45s.
Oh, yeah.
And you could stack them up, and they had a changer, and 145 would play, and then automatically it would put the next
that
one down.
That is
and
so that, cool.
That was the only way you heard song after song after song.
Yeah,
because
one side of a record, I guess the only thing that is a pain point for me is that it'll go quick. And you're like, I gotta go change it.
I don't have a changer, and it does go quick. And to be honest with you, my vinyl drill down here, if Carla like pops on vinyl and then goes off and to another part of the house, and I hear,
oh, because you know what? I just remembered you don't have the auto return at the end on that model, because that's like a DJ turntable.
No, yeah, I do not. That's a very nice turntable that Rob got me, and so I will sit there and go. Quite often I will play one side of one album, and then I've got my Bluetooth speakers that I will switch over to my iPod. That's just the way it goes.
Do you have any holiday records?
I do. I actually went to when I first got the turntable, I went, it was Christmas time last year, right? That's when I got it
before Christmas, yeah.
And I went down and I was looking specifically for holiday music, and I got a couple of obscure ones that are a lot of fun. My latest one that I like, this is not vinyl, but I will tell you, Leanne Rimes, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree with the big band arrangement.
Not bad.
Is probably one of my favorite brand new ones that I had never heard before. You'd be surprised. They slip through occasionally.
You'd never want to share music because that's not legal. But
right,
I bought an album over the weekend. Train has a Christmas album that I think you'd really like. So don't check your email tonight.
Don't send me any more Christmas stuff. Don't send me. You have sent me. I have 10,000 Christmas songs from you. I truly do. But you send it the way
enough
you send it,
I'll listen
to it.
Train is real good. My mom spotted it.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. Like it.
Your mom's Train, like the rock band?
Drops As a matter Jupiter. Of fact, you know what? I have I was going to play it coming in out of a spot, but I'll play you a little bit of it right here.
All right,
like
let's listen. Love that already.
Hey, and they lean a little bluegrass on a couple of them. It's really fun.
Terrific. Okay.
Good stuff.
Rob knows what I like. Send it. You're absolutely right. Thank you. I like that. I like that a lot.
That's nice.
Cut that.
So you had the thing about you combine two loves. Your other radio partner likes he likes vinyl, but you like beer. You like
craft beer. It's nice because we did this. I want to say last June.
Right.
And we had it at Mobius Records in Fairfax. Just Dempsey is the owner.
Where your studio
is
super
for
nice. The Big
O yeah.
Duke show.
And the one logistic issue we had was when everybody was done with the records, we wanted to go drink somewhere. So we had to go somewhere. And it was you had to walk around the block. It was a whole thing. And we just wanted to keep one location, one place. So Fairwinds Brewing stepped up and we were able to hang out and
nice.
And really
I saw the pictures. It looked like a good
time. I haven't had that much fun in some time because who doesn't put themselves in a place where you're just happy when you see a bunch of Santas and or presents or just the spirit of Christmas exploded right in that brewery along with the Hoard beer and the record. It was just so much fun. So much fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then Rob Spiewak had, we give Rob a hard time about the Tuscarora High School gig that he has, but I got to tell you, I would have been in that driver's seat and had a phenomenal time as the Tuscarora Huskies.
Yes.
The Huskies beat the their opponents and are going to the state championship of Virginia.
Yeah, they will be playing in Hampton this Saturday. They beat the Stafford Indians, and they will be taking on this Saturday the Highland Springs Springers.
You know how I know he's not a sports guy, though? Do you notice how he has to reference his notes?
Yeah.
I didn't want to screw it up.
A sports guy.
But if you really loved it, you would know.
If you were all in, if you weren't just kind of, like, I know you love the moment,
right?
But if you were a sports guy, you would know the opponent by the top of off the top of your head.
Well, you see, the opponent I just found out today because they were playing as we left the stadium. We didn't even know who they were playing Friday night. Stafford. They played Stafford Indians. They played them
on
Saturday
afternoon. That's what you said. You weren't referencing the opponent. You were referencing the group.
No,
that they
I was looking over here is I wanted to tell you that they're the champion of Group 5A for Virginia High School Athletics. That I was afraid I would get wrong.
What is Group 5A?
That's the division that they're going to be playing for the championship of, because it's the state has different divisions. Divisions, but it does cover the entire state.
Is there a Mac Daddy championship?
Yeah, what's the division?
Where,
this is the ultimate.
Where the best teams 5A play.
Is the best.
This is the best that their school can win.
But we don't care about that. We want to know if your high school team is good or bad. Like, are they great? Are they playing the best
is
division?
Is that like Division One, Division Two, Division Three?
I believe so. I don't know how the playoffs work. I'm sorry.
Somebody find out.
But this is.
I'll find out.
I was told by Rob Ford on Friday this is an impressive division that they are in, and this is as far as they can go. This is state championship.
All right, so 5A?
Yeah, 5A.
5A, all right.
5A, I thought 5A sounds like Division II in college. Like,
well,
that's like
the
small
the
schools, right?
Mm. When I heard state championship, I thought it was like Hoosiers, where you know, where they go from their little town in the middle of Indiana, and then they go to Indianapolis for the big championship game. I thought that was the championship.
Well,
and
this
they,
is
the
championship
that
they can. But this is the farthest they can go. This is the end of the line for them.
Well, what if they beat this one team?
Then they can call themselves state championships, I guess, for their division. I don't know that they could do the
entire
state.
Why don't you burden yourself with finding out? Since it's your
don't
team,
you
want to
know
how
great your team actually is, or how not great they are?
I think they're pretty good, Oscar. That's the impression. That was my takeaway.
Do you understand though that I mean, I thought of a
maybe
state
you have
championship
to explain
as
divisions
a state championship.
Explain divisions to him.
Oh, divisions are like when you're talking about college athletics. It's the only way I understand it. It's Division One, Division Two, Division Three, and Division One is the Mac Daddy division, where these are the best teams in the.
So they recruit the best players. They have the best players. They
like
so
for example, Ohio
the
State would be Division One.
The Ohio State,
you know, the Ohio State University, and then you would have smaller schools. That would be Division II, and then even smaller schools that would be Division III. I didn't know they did that. When I heard state champions, I thought, oh, that they'd be – I thought that they had regions, which incidentally, this still may be regions. Could 5A be. May be the region. And are you certain that after they play this next game that they wouldn't go to another – championship, and then two teams would play for the championship of the entire state?
I was told this is the final game that they can win this season.
Okay.
This is it. This is the end of the line. And it was a lot more exciting before we had that discussion for me.
Why are you upset? What's going on? What's going on? Come on.
As you know, I come from a broken home.
I know. Here we go. All right.
No.
All right.
But I will say this. It was, as far as games go, it doesn't get much more exciting. There were tremendous plays on both sides.
Last minute field goal. Two seconds left. High school students kicking field goals is a big deal. That's hard to do in high school football, and that's a really cool thing to see.
It was from about 35 yards out. The kid's name is Max Skirkanich, and he was dead on all day.
How many field goals did he kick during the game?
He kicked two field goals and two extra points, I believe.
The kicking game is really, that's wonderful when they have that at the high school level. I think that's terrific.
So with two seconds left, and the audio is a little crispy, but this was posted on Facebook. I'd like to play the audio of the end of the game because the loudness, I think, conveys. It was
this
such an
exciting.
Amazing
the
moment.
The kids were really, really out of their minds. It was great.
Oh, wait.
Oh, there it is. He got me again.
21 days
to fill the stocking. 21 days
there he is.
There's only 21 more.
Have you gone to the high school football game?
Hi there. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Have you had a martini yet?
Yeah, only 21 shopping days left.
You better get busy. No, I actually do have the audio. And I want to say that someone posted on Facebook, they lived 2.5 miles from Tuscarora, and they could hear the PA. That's how loud the PA is in the stadium.
They could hear your booming baritone.
And you can barely hear me on this. You'll hear the kick probably 4 or 5 seconds into this clip. It just sounds
Why
like
Why can they barely hear you? You're the PA announcer.
Because that's how loud the crowd is in the stadium. That's what I'm saying here.
All right. Okay. It's good. Somebody hitting a horn on a car?
Oh, that was me.
That's him. It's a train.
The diesel horn for a score.
Oh, okay. All right.
Game winning field goal kicked by number 42, Max Gerkenich. Your Tuscarora Huskies are headed to the championship.
Kids are jumping all over the place, hugging each other.
Out on the field tonight. Here for your Tuscarora
Huskies. All right. Will you be going to the championship game?
Actually, Carrie and I are looking into driving down. It's in Hampton.
Oh, that's a haul.
It is a haul, but it would be a lot of fun to go to. It was, you know, the press box is on the home field side. The home field was packed. And at that point, it's that thing where the bleachers are shaking and you feel
great.
The press box going up and down. The Stafford side had brought their pep band that was in the stadium. We had our pep band. Everyone was screaming their head off. It was the noisiest 3 hours I've ever spent, and it was fantastic.
I've got clarification. Yeah. It is by region. That's how they break it up. Now, technically,
so they don't, because the state is so big, they don't
so
have.
It's so big. It's such a powerhouse, so we can't.
No, it's the regional championships.
Yes, it's the regional championships, and they have different regions.
Right.
You should be happy. Do you get to announce at the state if you go down there?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
You get a ring if they win?
Yes, I do. Ring.
Oh, God. See, now he's just mad. He's mad. He's just mad at us.
He's mad because you had the information and he didn't care.
That's not why.
He actually won. Secretly, Mike and I wanted the 5A to be the smallest region and the less competitive. But it's not. It's just regions, right?
It's just the Northern Virginia regional.
So, but that's
what
good,
5A.
Right?
Yes. We got to take a break. God. You don't burden yourself with any details of life whatsoever. Unless it bites you in the ass. All right. I was happy for you until this discussion. Anyway, we'll basically
get out of it.
They get one more game.
If they win.
That's a horrible word.
That's terrific. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
fruitcake. That's right, fruitcake. And not just any fruitcake, a Rob Spiewak's signature fruitcake. And the only place you can get one is right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just email us at fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show 12 Days of Fruitcake Progressive Jackpot Sweepstakes. Just make sure to include your phone number and the reason why you should win. It's that easy. So get to writing. Before long, we may be calling you to tell you
Merry Christmas to you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Have you ever walked by a newsstand and seen a stunning magazine cover that makes you want to stop and peek inside? Mm. Or have you read a cover headline that made you need to know more? I've done that constantly. Next time you do that, just remember Texture, where you can get every magazine. With the Texture app, not only do you get a peek, you get the whole magazine. You get the whole thing!
The whole thing?
Right on your smart device. Plus, unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like The Atlantic, The New Yorker, and Wired. And right now, you can try Texture for free. And if you try it, you're going to love it. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations, and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. I actually use my iPad that I use in the studio, and at the end of the show, I take it out of the studio, and that's my Texture. I've got it there. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That is over a 30% discount from their listed price. There are also great gift options available for the holiday season. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. MOS. I will tell you, I got so much that I'm going to, it's going to have to carry over till tomorrow. I guess I'll leave it at this. I want to thank everybody for giving a view to Carla's little funny moment that we had the other day. She was, this was like 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago. I don't know. She came out of the bathroom and she was wearing one of those white face masks that she, you know, where you put the cold cream on. And I said, she's coming from Michael's room. And she did a little thing where she was trying to scare him with that, and he's laughing. And I said, oh, you got to do this. I said, okay, look at the camera and say, what's wire hangers doing in this closet? Answer me. And she just did it. It was
so
one
natural,
take. It was
good. Funny.
It was one take, and she's over 2,000 views on that one. It's funny what our listeners or what people connected
it's
with me
funny,
will look
though.
At.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know which got more views, Jimmy's Kitchen or Carla with the cold
Carla
cream.
Probably.
Hey, we should shoot that in Jimmy's Kitchen. What are wire hangers doing in this urinal?
What's wire hangers doing in this urinal when I told you no stalls that I can see through? Thank you. Thank you, Brad. But really, it was we've been having a good time during the holiday season, and tomorrow I will give you a review of the fabulous children's theater production of Jingle Are the Way. It's pirates.
I think you
it's
should
Santa
say
Claus.
It. Shouldn't you say it? Jingle R.
Yeah,
way.
Sure.
that type of play is
narrowcast.
But it's for kids, right? It's not like
believe me.
Okay,
it's for children.
Okay, okay.
So no nudity.
It is for children.
Because you know how was, like Disney can actually make a movie. You're like as an adult, I got my inside jokes.
Different levels. Yeah.
Well, it was a 1 hour play, and you know, you go to the little dinner theater, and they have the buffet. Well, what the hell? I'll talk about it because I have to get it off my chest.
Okay.
All right. It's the worst theatrical production I've ever seen in my
life.
It was just it was contrived. You know, the music was good. The acting was wonderful. I'm going to give the actors credit. It was the material that I just it was painful for me. My son was riveted, and that's all that matters. That's why we went. My wife enjoys it because at the dinner theater, it's the children's theater at the dinner theater. They have the cafeteria food that Carla gets excited about. Carla was
like old school cafeteria food.
Old school chicken fingers, you know, those little round pizzas that they have, and tacos. That's the extent of the menu. And
is this
based on the
same theater that you saw the Curious George play at?
Yes.
Did you recognize any of the performers? Is it like a troupe?
To me, it looked as though they had swapped in a totally new cast.
Fantastic.
And they were, the
cast.
Yes.
The main pirate really committed. He was a talented young man, and the cast, as I'm telling you, the cast was great. The music was, and dancing, the singing and dancing, I thought was solid. It was the material that I had that I took issue. It was the material that had me checking my watch, because I'm like, okay, so you're pirates, you're in the backyard, and you're going to go to the North Pole with your pirate adventure, and then Santa's going to get you with the reindeer. And it was one of those minimalist sets, too.
Sure.
So basically, the cast, no costume changes, the cast in the same costume for the entire hour. And then, the good news is we had the seat at the very back of the theater. And at the very back of the theater, we beat feet right out of there after
that's good.
It was
all
said and
done. Do you get, I guess I'm asking these questions just so I know when I have children, do you get to the back first so you can leave first, or do you get to the back simply
because? We get to the back because Daddy didn't get the tickets in timely
fashion. Oh, okay.
So we had the last ones, and it was packed. It was packed.
Sure.
Because kids, let me tell you something about children, Oscar. Children love pirates, and they love Christmas.
Yes.
Hence the conception of Jingle Are the Way.
Original music or traditional carols?
I have no friggin' I know about as much about that as you know about the divisions in state championships.
But you didn't recognize any of the songs. They didn't like sing songs.
No.
Okay. All right.
No, maybe they had a Jingle Bells at one
How
point.
How much per ticket?
That was in there.
How much per ticket?
It's like $30 per ticket, so I mean,
oh,
you get the buffet and the buffet and
well, the
buffet's
meal.
Included. So you know, the meal's included. So that's
still
that
high
it.
For Florida.
It's well, it's not high for Florida. We have theater down here, for God's sake, you know. But I mean, it was the buffet. We to be honest, we'd been to an adult party the night before, and Mama and Dad were ready to eat the children's crap food and eat a lot of it.
Yeah,
it was, you know.
Sometimes
and by the way,
that's what you need.
Well, after the second taco, Daddy was just sitting there. He's like, okay, the show's about to start. And I looked at Carl and I went, oh. But, you know.
It wasn't
fun.
As good as iguanaria.
Well, for a buffet for kids, what is your go-to when you're hungover and you can eat anything you want.
French fries.
Oh, I would think something a little more creative. Just French fries?
French fries. French fries with cheese sauce.
Okay, see, that's the Mike Romero I know.
That was and this cheese sauce. This is cheese sauce that is the only thing. It's seriously, like, it's yellow, and there's the slight hint of cheese flavor in it.
It's that's pumpable, the cheese right? Sauce.
It's basically, there was no real cheese
like
flavor.
Like Cheese Whiz?
To it.
Space Age Polymer?
It was like Cheese Whiz if you poured a little water into it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I lopped it up. I was just sitting there, just kind of sitting there, just going, yeah, yeah. And me and my kids bouncing off the wall, and all the other kids are bouncing off the wall. And, you know, I'm looking at all the mommies, and, you know, everybody looked at, like, the dads that were there were all kind of in my zone. But the dads were there, and the mommies were. And there were certain mommies that brought all the kids together. You know, like, you had three mommies and three groups of kids. And then there were the good dads like me that was sitting there at Jingle All the Way, you know, after he'd had morning T-ball at 8:30 in the morning after he'd been to a party till 1:45 in the morning.
Oh, so you had T-ball as well?
Yes, T-ball as
oh,
well.
Oh, you earned that cheese sauce, man.
And I said to my wife, we got home at probably 3:45, and I said to my wife, well, I'm going to go look at the Hero Challenge, see how Tiger Woods is doing. I went into the bedroom, and I collapsed on the bed, and I came out at 7:30. I came out at 7:30.
Fresh as a daisy.
How's everybody doing? Hey! Arr! Pirate Daddy ready to party. All right.
I like how you said Tiger. Like she didn't know you're gonna go in there and nap. He's like, he's not gonna go nap. He really wants to see him come back.
The lie is stronger with details. I'm going to go and put on CBS and watch Tiger. Goodbye.
But to be honest with you, it was NBC. But to be honest with you, I will tell you that Tiger. I did watch a little Tiger, but then I crapped out. I fell asleep. And
how did he end up doing?
He did pretty dang well. He was 8 under for the tournament, and he was hitting the ball just as long as the big guns. And I think the guy might legitimately be back. I think that's going to be could be an incredible comeback story. He's got to work on his game, but we'll see what happens. And then little Ricky Fowler like shot a million under, so that was it was fun. You know, it was fun. And then I understand Ricky Fowler played so well that he's going to the Division 5A championship.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I didn't look it up. I didn't care. We'll take a break and we will come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what that means.
It means it's mailbag day on TMOS. Tuesday's the day where Rob reaches into his bag and pulls out your letters and emails for Mike to read. Got a birthday greeting? Send it to Rob. Want to hear an impression? Send it to Rob. Just want to say hey? Send it to Rob. The guys also love packages, too. Send your note to Rob at MikeOmaraShow.com. That's Rob with 2 B's. Or if you want to be old-timey, P.O. Box 32101. Washington, D.C., 20007. Tuesday is mailbag day on The Mike O'Mara Show.
And that's tight, Jim Amato. Thank you very much. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. I am delighted to tell you about the return of Political Persuasions. The political podcast is back. It's reimagined, and we've made it even better. I'm still in the anchor chair. That's right. I am still like just like Wolf Blitzer. But now I will be joined by a man who actually knows what he's talking about. He's top Washington journalist and former CNN on-air investigative correspondent, Mr. Chris Freites. Chris has reported for Politico, National Journal, The Denver Post, and was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. And now he's partnering up with me to talk news, analyze politics, and yes, have a little fun. We've got great feedback on our first episode, so we're going to do a new one this week. Don't fall behind. Catch the debut episode at MikeOmaraShow.com and subscribe on iTunes. Get ready for more Political Persuasions. Informed, intelligent, and irreverent. You gonna love it. We will see you there. Oops, it's that's not what I wanted to play.
News.
Thank you. Idiot.
Boo.
Idiot. Monday fingers sliding all over the control board. Moron. Come on now. It's the holidays. Doesn't mean you're going to be on a sloppy board. You don't want to run a sloppy board, do you, Michael? No, you don't. Well, I wasn't running a sloppy board. Well, shut up. Don't talk to me when I'm trying to do a show, for God's sake. I got news you may not need. You're the one that's... I said don't talk to me. Thank you very much. I like Tony's little punctuation with a, that's good. I like that. Be on the lookout, ladies. Chris Pratt might be single again, but he's not trying to hook up with fans on Facebook. If it looks like Chris is hitting you up, it's more than likely it's an imposter.
Oh, no. When you said Chris Pratt, Maddie lit up.
Chris posted a, happy 21st birthday, Maddie. Happy 21st.
Aww, we'll tap that's
when's the next time you come in?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, we will ask you about your 21st birthday celebration.
All right,
was
then.
There one?
Yes, there was. I'll try to remember it in time for Wednesday.
Yes, when they all hang around with us, we corrupt them all. Anyway, Chris posted a message the other day saying, quote, pervy dude alert. Not a joke. It's confirmed. Here's what he said. Quote, somebody is trying to pretend to be me on Facebook and maybe other social media platforms. Apparently hitting on a lot of different female fans trying to get their numbers and who knows what else. I'm not joking. Please know, I find this behavior reprehensible. If I find out who it is, I'll have their account shut down and seriously would like to punch them right in the GD mouth. You hear that, imposter? Stop. He added, quote, it terrifies me to think someone could be hurt. Somebody could be hurt. Their feelings or much worse by this imposter potential predator. I've had many, many people tell me about this. It's not an isolated incident. So he's pissed.
Yeah,
and
sounds
there's
like
somebody
it.
Out there that's trying to be Chris Pratt. Mm. Remember?
Yeah, and so he's really and scary. He's and by the way, he's single now, right?
That's right. He just finalized his divorce.
Yeah, pretty
Anna
crazy.
Ferris.
Anna Ferris.
That's right.
Yeah. So he's had a tough year. He doesn't need this crap. So I wish him luck. If you've been following President Trump over the past few years, it will come as no surprise that he loves fast food. There's a book coming out tomorrow called Let Trump Be Trump. I saw them interviewed on the Today Show this morning. It's the inside story of his rise to the presidency. It's by Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, and it includes some details on his diet. For example, the book says that a typical dinner for Trump when he was on the campaign trail was two Big Macs, two Filet-O-Fish, and a chocolate malt. That's roughly 2,600 calories, more than most adults should consume in a whole day.
Michael Phelps.
The book says, quote, on Trump Force One, there were four major food groups, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, pizza, and Diet Coke. So there he is.
I mean, that's any junk food fan's dream.
Like a stoner teenager.
And you know what? Didn't he once say in a tweet or something that he's never seen a skinny person drinking Diet Coke? He has come out against Diet Coke, and yet it turns out it might be his fluid of choice.
Mm. Yeah, it's his drink of choice. Duh! A documentary called The Problem with Apu. Remember that on The Simpsons, boys? That accuses The Simpsons of racism for its portrayal of Apu. The Indian Quickie Mart owner, Hank Azaria, provides his voice. In the past, Hank has admitted that the voice was a little racist, and over the weekend, the paparazzi asked him about it again. He said, quote, I think the documentary made some really interesting points. It gave us a lot to think about, and we really are. It's really upsetting that it was offensive or hurtful to anybody. Look, as someone who did a few characters that were questionable myself in my career, I get it. I understand it, but at the same... Look, here's the way I feel about all this stuff.
But I
have to say this. As much as you can come out and say, oh, come on. Yeah, it's easy for you to say that when you're not the group being pigeonholed.
True.
Okay? I get it, and I wish that, for example, if somebody makes an Irish drinking joke, I wish that everybody could laugh together, but it doesn't always happen. And I don't know if you completely eradicate that type of humor from the landscape, but I think you at least show a little compassion and say, I get it, all right? But it still means, it doesn't mean it's not funny when it's happening.
Right.
And, you know, we used to do some pretty controversial stuff when it came to 7-Elevens, and we did a game called Foreign or Domestic, which was, you know, is it a foreign 7-Eleven owner or is it a domestic foreign? And it was, you know, I think when I say this, I mean it. No, you know, we didn't want to hurt people by doing that. We wanted to make people laugh. And I think, unfortunately, you're occasionally going to hurt people. But if you're not going to offend anyone, you're probably going to get rid of comedy in total at a certain point. You're going to always rub somebody the wrong way. Joke.
Can I give you a quick Cards Against Humanity, right?
Right.
Played it this weekend. It was the worst hand, three rounds we went through. We only went three rounds. Because I guess Cards Against Humanity now has a version that's like for PC, and you can buy that version. And I sat there, I was like, they've ruined this game. Like, who laughs at this game?
Well, what's ruined the game is that there is so much, we have discovered the American inner racism in all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen it. The real stuff is just around the corner, and we found that out in a really, really big way. I think you want to get back to, you can make jokes about everybody. It's everybody stop hating on each other.
Yeah.
Then you can actually go back to making jokes
stop
again.
Rooted in hate.
If it's not rooted in hate, it's not quite so stinging.
That might be a very, very idealistic and fluffy little goal, but man, I'd sure like to go back to the days where we were nicer to one another and we could make jokes about each other.
You know what's amazing? If you think about it, The Simpsons, I'm sorry to jump in, it's been on for nearly 30 years now. When it began, we had a different era of sensibilities. Things have changed in 30 years. So the whole idea of having Apu 30 years ago is different than having Apu now. True. That's how long The Simpsons has been on. So yeah, they might need to revisit it.
Well, and I go back on my radio career and go back to the jokes that we made back in the day. And I reiterate that, you know, if we could get back on track as far as not being so tribal with our politics and not hating people as much as we do, that maybe we could get back to being funny again and nobody would give a rat's ass.
Right.
That's what I would hope for. Apparently, malls all over the country have been jacking up their prices for photos with Santa. Check this out. At Cherry Hills Mall in New Jersey, a Fast Pass pack that helps you skip the line costs $50 and you get 14 pictures with Santa.
Ugh.
At the Gardens Mall in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, across the state down here, packages that cost $29 to $56. If you want to do multiple poses, it's another $20. If you want the digital file of the pictures, it's another $15. They're bilking you for Santa Claus. At Biltmore Fashion Park in Phoenix, six prints cost $40. At the Grove in L.A., the photo package starts at $40, but you don't even get any printed photos for that. But the most expensive might be, of course, in New York City, where there's a special studio for Santa photos. The packages start at $135. And if you want any retouching, you're looking at $325.
Or make Santa look skinnier.
Yeah, or you could be like the O'Mara family, and I'll give them a plug. Go to Bass Pro Shops and get one for free.
There you go.
Get the picture in a wooden frame for free.
Way to do it.
That's what we got, everybody. Are people cool with fruitcake now? Rob Spiewak, what do you think?
I think people are starting to re-embrace fruitcake. I don't think it's a punchline anymore.
I think you're right.
I made 61 of them this weekend.
And you know what? It's ready for spinoffs. Brock's just released a new candy for this Christmas season, fruitcake nougats.
I don't like, you know what? I don't like mutated fruitcakes. I'm not into it.
Well, Brock's Christmas nougats, they're little chewy mint candies with Christmas trees on them. And now there's a fruitcake flavored version.
Nougat.
As one reviewer put it, quote, "I can't help but wonder who's really going to buy this and then who's really going to like it. But if you're that person, they're on sale exclusively at Walgreens through the end of the year." We have to have a taste test.
We have to try
the fruitcake nougats.
I'm excited. And get those emails in, folks. We give our first fruitcake away on Wednesday of this week. So send your application, fruitcake, at MichaelMarishow.com.
Very, very, very cool. And now a little something. A 51-year-old guy named John Gomes from Cohoes in upstate New York recently watched an episode of the History Channel. The show is called Forged in Fire. On this episode, some expert weapon makers made swords by bending steel in barrels of fire. So John decided to try it for himself on his back porch on Thursday. Only he's not an expert weapon maker.
No.
And it was windy. So his house caught on fire.
Oh, my God.
And then it spread. 32 buildings wound up catching fire.
No.
It took firefighters 6 hours to get the fire under control. When it was finally over, the fire caused millions of dollars of damage. John was arrested and charged with a fourth-degree arson and reckless endangerment. There is a silver lining, though. He will hopefully be out for Christmas to celebrate with his friends on the Isle of Dork. So there we go. Good luck, Johnny. Johnny Gomes, outfielder for the Boston Red Sox for a while. We will take a break and come back. I'm going to go out on my porch and make a sword in a barrel of fire. 32 houses. I'd like to have that dip for a neighbor. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak, right here. By the way, the Audio Vault today is Division 5A.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I didn't research it. We'll be right back, everybody.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The holidays are here, and if you haven't started shopping yet, you're pretty much screwed. Between the traffic, the parking, the lines, and the overall land of box store retail suck, why bother? Am I right?
Right.
Right.
Wrong!
What?
Use Amazon. Using Amazon.com will save you time, money, and hassle. You might actually end up enjoying your holiday after all. Be like Keith Erickson. He used our Amazon link to buy a burgundy turtleneck to wear with his sport coat at all of his holiday parties. No doubt he'll be up to his ears in trim this year.
God.
Thanks, Amazon. And we're sad to hear that Kevin Mode's father was a heavy smoker until he clarified that he smokes meats. Keith bought his daddy a top-of-the-line Traeger smoker. Take that, big cancer.
Yeah!
You see, Amazon sells everything right from the comfort of your computer. And this time of year, that is what you need. You know, people said to me on that thread about Wide Open Wednesday.
Yeah.
There were a couple of people like late in the thread that said, yeah, and when Rob makes fun of people just for shopping on Amazon. If you are one of those people that complained about Rob Spiewak's commercials for Amazon when he's singling out people that send him, you're literally, I don't want you to listen to the show.
You know what?
I literally don't think you're qualified. You really, if you think that that is something people are going to be offended by, you are, please don't do that.
Let me offer this. If you don't like the way the Amazon commercials are, they play Christmas music all day on Wash 97.1.
Yeah, yeah. Go dig that.
Yeah,
go listen to John
Tesh. You'll love it.
Do your shopping at Amazon and please access it via TMOS. It changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Use the TMOS app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it. Merry Christmas, you old building and loan. Let's open up the audio book. Can you believe people were complaining about it?
Well, yes, I can.
Complain about me with the phone calls. That's a legitimate gripe for people that I hang up on people and we're short with people and it happens. Please don't complain about Rob's funny commercials for Amazon, which are all they are is funny. They are funny and people
complain
love
about
them.
A poo. Leave us alone.
A poo.
That's right.
There you leave us alone. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, poor Detroit. Can they get anything right?
God, this city, man. Like, they don't have to. They're the poster boy for implosions now. It's
so
they've ridiculous.
Got. They're going to implode the Silver Dome. The old Silver Dome has been described as an eyesore. How
are you
great
an implosion
that
fan online?
Oh,
I like watching media implosions.
Oh, my God, I love them.
I love it.
Remember last week we had the one that was blocked by the bus on the Weather Channel. It was great.
Have any of you ever seen one live?
No,
have you ever seen one? I've always wanted to see an implosion.
The closest we came was
Friday's episode.
No, there's a tower, like a fireman's tower in Gaithersburg where they used to train.
Oh, right? I know the one you mean.
And I remember hearing about it on the news and hearing what time it was. I was like, I'd like to drive near there and see that go down.
Sure.
That's the closest I've ever come. Well, ever come.
I would love to see. There are two things. I guess they would be a bucket list. I'd love to see a rocket take off down here in Florida. Mm-hmm. I'd really love to go up and take
so
my kid
cool.
up to see that.
Oh, what
and
a
I
want to
see an implosion
yeah.
too. So,
I think
know,
for the
funny.
Implosion,
was,
a great implosion would be a Vegas one of the old hotels.
I'd love to see a Vegas
that
implosion.
That would be the best. And you know, around here, we're not that far from Wallops Island near Chincoteague. My father has threatened to drive up and seen rockets take off, but he's never done it. So the opportunities are
maybe
there.
Maybe when we go to Vegas, we can time it so that when we're out there, we'll get to see an implosion. And if we're not, maybe we can just do our own implosion.
I've been in Vegas and seen those in my bank account.
All right, so what people need to know is that they're going to implode the Pontiac Silver Dome where the Lions used to play.
Yep.
And they do a bad job, and it doesn't fall.
Epic fail.
The way it was explained to me, the wiring for the explosives didn't malfunction. So you did not have all of the explosives. These are intricate. They pay these people a fortune to do these things, and they're very intricate.
Here's the sound of the implosion without any commentary. If you were just there, this is what it sounded like, okay? And then you look at it, and the Silver Dome is still standing.
Yes.
The initial press release said it weakened it and it could fall at any time.
That's why these things are so terrifying, because you know that they did some damage to the place.
But how much?
Yeah. That's tough work.
And It's Detroit, so they probably got some like slightly used explosives.
Yeah, you know, gray market.
Yes, and they had some chop shop saying we've done this all the time.
So, and then the most recent thing is they are now
previously
looking,
blowed up.
They are looking in. the fuse got wet.
That's terrible.
They're looking into having it redetonated. Here are the anchors that are covering it live on Detroit television, they're expecting something to happen, and nothing happens.
So we heard those initial explosions. Silverdome hanging on. Doesn't want to go quite easily into the crisp morning here.
As you remember from last week, the demolition expert said the explosions are around the support beams that hold the upper tier, essentially the third floor. So it's meant to the third floor that they've at least weakened.
Oh, no!
As you know, longer-term demolition, but they take it down piece by piece over the course of the year.
Perhaps if we can see from Sky 4, perhaps that third floor already came down inside, and these are the outer walls of the structure that will be torn down, possibly by cranes and whatnot. But still it looks like the upper deck is still intact there.
Hey.
They fired me.
What? Charlie?
They fired me. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
One job, Charlie.
So it was
one
so
job.
Great that they said maybe if we could get the copter up there to see what damage was done inside. Looks like a brand new stadium.
Oh, my God.
Nothing touched. All right.
Nothing happened.
So good luck, Detroit. You deserve a win real soon. Let's close with this. Mark Hamill, as you know, played Luke Skywalker in the first three Star Wars movies, and since then has mostly been doing voiceover work. I didn't know he did a Harrison Ford impression.
Oh, good. I'd like to hear this. I do a Harrison Ford impression.
So check this out. He's talking about how hard it was to keep the secret that Darth Vader was his father after they made Empire Strikes Back. Because he had to go a year and a half without telling anyone. And he said it was really, really hard for him to do. And he was scared the secret would get out. So here's Mark Hamill. We close with this, talking about the new Star Wars movie.
It was torturous because for a year and a half, I mean, I was really nervous that I'd slip up or talk in my sleep or something. But I'm really proud because by the time we saw the screening and it happened, Harrison turned around. He was sitting right in front of me. He said, "Hey, kid, you didn't tell me that." I only included the F-bomb for historical accuracy.
Well, does he like your imitation of him?
I don't think so. I got a phone call from one time. He said, "Hey, I don't sound anything like that."
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That is a good impression. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for the Tuesday mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. The mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Tis the season. What am I goosing for gifts for?
That's
ridiculous. Oh, my God. And once again, thank you, Cappy Pfeiffer, for all the wine you sent us. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.